From the Denkrist studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, a live exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. Today on the program, we have a conversation with human rights activist and author John Prendergast, who will be speaking this week as part of the Tanner Humanities Center's World Leaders Lecture Forum. We'll hear about Prendergast's work trying to eliminate genocide and to try and predict and deter mass atrocities in Africa.
There were so many crises around the world, and they compete for attention, of course. And in Africa, often these places are given a lot of lip service, but not much action occurs.
That conversation and your summary of today's top local headlines, just ahead on The Rundown, here on KCPW. And thanks for tuning into The Rundown. I'm Roger McDonough. Coming up later in the program, we'll have a discussion with human rights activist and author John Prendergast about his work trying to prevent and deter genocide in Africa. But first up, we have this summary of today's top local headlines. Cleanup efforts continued today after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides around Utah County, stranding 150 people at a recreation site and forcing dozens of homeowners to evacuate. The National Weather Service reported that 3/4 of an inch of rain fell in just 15 minutes around Alpine on Saturday. The Deseret News reports that flooding was also reported in areas of Provo, Orem, and Payson, though no evacuations were ordered in those areas. Saturday's pounding rain even caused a two-hour delay of the BYU-Texas football game. Alpine city officials issued an evacuation order for about 100 residents after downpours turned roads into rivers. That order was later lifted. Mudslides also forced the closures of State Route 92 in American Fork Canyon and stranded about 150 people at Timpanogos Cave National Monument until the road was reopened late Saturday night. Officials say the monument remains closed Sunday as rangers clear large amounts of debris from the cave trail. On Sunday, around 100 people walked to pray and bring attention to undocumented immigrants and the poor. KCPW reporter Kim Shusky talked to Gene Hill with the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City and has this report.
Gene Hill is the government liaison and the Peace and Justice Commission director for the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City. She helped organize a pilgrimage on Sunday that they called A Journey of Hope with Immigrants and the Poor.
Part of a national effort by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, they had asked all dioceses that will to participate in a pilgrimage on behalf of immigration reform sometime between August 15th and October 15th. And so we decided to do ours yesterday because they had also asked for all homilies at Masses on the 8th to be related to immigration reform as well. And so we thought it'd be nice to have the pilgrimage, the prayer walk, and then end with Mass where we talk about immigration reform also. So that was the goal.
Hill says around 100 people marched around downtown, starting at the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen.
There were hundreds of people waiting for the soup kitchen to open up for dinner. And so we wanted to pray for all who can't meet those needs. And then we went to the 4th Street Clinic, where we prayed for those who have maybe treatable diseases that become fatal simply because of a lack of adequate health care. And then to the federal courthouse to pray for those who are facing deportation or who have family members facing deportation or whose families have been split apart by deportation proceedings. And then to the federal building to pray for our congressional delegation that they will do the compassionate and the right thing on immigration reform. And finally, to the cathedral for a final prayer for all of us as advocates to keep raising our voices for people.
Hill says immigration is a big issue for the diocese and for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. She says they are concerned about the 11.5 million undocumented individuals who are living in a shadow society and are being exploited for cheap labor, but have no rights that come with citizenship.
We hear a lot from the business side about we need the workers, but the business side, it's not their job to worry about the humanity of those workers, and that is our job. That's what our focus is. And you know, in order to get a full picture of immigration reform, you've got to look at all aspects of it, including the human dignity piece of that. And it's our job to bring that to the table as well.
This is not a new movement, says Hill.
We've been waiting and advocating for immigration reform for decades, but it seems like now there is actually momentum that it could possibly happen. There has not been the political will to do anything for a long time. Now that will seems to be coming about. And so this is an opportunity to really change the lives of millions of people for the good, and we've got to be involved in making sure that happens.
Hill says they plan to keep the pressure on. For KCPW, I'm Kim Chusky.
State officials say a new program requiring drug screening for welfare applicants has saved more than $350,000 in its first year. Preliminary data from the first year of the program shows that Utah spent more than $30,000 to screen welfare applicants for drug use, but only found 12 people who tested positive. About 250 people failed to comply with drug screening requirements and were barred from receiving or applying for benefits for 3 months. The State Department of Workforce Services says about $350,000 would have otherwise been paid to those individuals during that time. Kaysville Republican Representative Brad Wilson helped craft the program and says the goal is to get people back to work sooner, which he says people can't do if they have substance abuse issues. And that's our summary of today's local news. I'm Roger McDonough, and you're listening to The Rundown. Stay with us.